Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Yes, the Pod Squad are with us to separate the gold from the rubbish podcasts that are out there on the market. And today we're talking about Who Killed the Video Star? The story of MTV.
To me and so many others, MTV was a profoundly important thing. It represented the dawn of a new era, a 24-hour music video channel that would change the face of television and pop culture as we knew it.
I want my MTV, you know, that was what it meant to be a part of U.S. youth culture in the 80s, period.
I mean, it was everything. It was the center of the cultural universe. It really was, and I am not overstating that.
At the beginning, it was like a cultural rocket ship.
They put the videos on the air, and ratings just shoot through the roof.
MTV was on the cover of Time magazine. There was literally nothing hotter in pop culture at that point.
Our Pod Squad today, Today FM's Shelley Gray and 98FM's Russell Alford, both with me in studio. Good afternoon, folks.
Hello, hello.
How
good afternoon.
Who Killed the Video Star? The story of MTV. What is it about, Shelley?
This is an 8-part series and explores the cultural history, the impact and the legacy that MTV has had on most of us, I think.
Yeah.
But it asks that all-important question, why? So why has it changed now so drastically? Like, what happened? Why is MTV a shell of what it was like back in the 80s and the 90s? So yeah, if video killed the radio star, they ask, who killed the video star?
Had you heard of this podcast before, Russell?
Yeah, so I had seen it recommended a couple of times online, and being working in the media in and around music and entertainment, it was something that really grabbed my attention.
Yeah.
I grew up in the 90s, so I was in that kind of satellite Sky television analog dish kind of era, VH1 with pop-up video.
You know, the good stuff.
Oh yeah. Yeah, all the good stuff. But then also the transition from all of that into the modern day with Spotify and the like. So it kind of was fascinating, because you're kind of just on the cusp of one end of it and seeing the transition into the other. And in a way, kind of grew up seeing the demise in a way of MTV, seeing it become the Osbournes into Jersey Shore, into what we discovered, a show called Ridiculousness, which is apparently on all the time on MTV in America.
So by the time the Osbournes and all of that, that's when I quit. That's when I would have stopped with MTV. I was pre that era.
And it was no music videos. And they had so many, especially when digital television came along. I'm pretty much speaking more so from UK and Ireland perspective. And they had all of these extra channels. You had all, you know, your MTV Hits, your MTV2.
Yeah.
Then the other ones, Kerrang and Scuzz and all these other ones. Oh, what was the channel numbers? I think it was like 4110 onwards on Sky, if I remember correctly.
There was definitely something on 401.
Yeah, 401 was MTV. And then, if I remember correctly, 414 was Kerrang.
Yeah. Oh God, great memory.
I can remember really useless things.
That's the
time.
Nonsense as well now. I would remember what channel MTV was on. Tell us, were you aware of this?
I wasn't, but I think if you're listening now, and if you are somebody like us who are absolutely moaning with, you know, how MTV has become, that it is all catfish and that show Ridiculousness, I think this podcast is for you, because it really kind of gives insights as to why it has developed into what it is now. But it's really interesting, because they go back to the very, very start. So Dave Holmes is actually the narrator of the whole podcast. So it's an 8-part series, and he brings in loads of people who were there from the get-go of MTV, who started it up. And it's really interesting to hear how they really fought to get MTV on the air, because, you know, at that time, radio was king. You know, radio was what was going to make an artist famous. So this guy, John Lack, he was the COO of MTV. He went to this music conference with loads of record labels there, and he basically was like trying to sell this new concept. And he's like, to the record labels, he's asking them to give him music videos that would cost them for free, so that he could sell advertising, that MTV could make money. And they were basically giving him the two fingers, like, what's in this for us? But eventually then they saw that those artists like Spandau Ballet, Duran Duran, who were not being played on US radio, all of a sudden the record stores in the US were selling out with their records. And the only way people would know about Duran Duran or Spandau Ballet was via MTV. So then the
and
record
the
labels
that went with it.
Yeah, yeah. So then the record labels were like, please play my videos. It kind of turned around, and that was the start of it.
I've listened to 3 episodes. I have to say, I've thoroughly enjoyed this podcast. And I didn't think I would.
And they were, for me, it was, I have to listen listen to the next one straight away.
Yeah, I listened to three of them back to back this morning.
I was straight through. I think I finished it in under a week. And that's for me on podcasts and anything, that's a lot of talking.
Sorry, 35-minute episodes.
Dreamy.
For the win.
Dreamy. I guess it's because it's condensed history as well. It's eight episodes, bringing it all together quite nicely makes a big difference. Everything.
They get through a lot, don't they, at that time?
And each has a purpose. Each episode has a purpose rather than trying to fit in too much, especially like when it gets into that slight decline. It's very quick. It's about episode 4 or 5 when it gets to that period.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that, because where I am, like, I've just finished the third episode earlier, so I am at the point of, I'm very much at the introduction and the inception of MTV and how it came about, which I found fascinating. Is it as good as it goes on the decline?
Yeah, it's also quite sad, actually, because everyone in MTV is sad at what MTV is now. You know, the way we're like, why don't you play music videos? Like, they would if they had the choice, but they don't. Just because videos for us are music videos, you can watch them on YouTube or TikTok or whatever.
It's moved on and changed.
Yeah.
And then, not to give too much of a spoiler for it, but later on, you discover how MTV has not impacted with the YouTube generation later on. And that is so fascinating, because legal issues essentially and pigheadedness with business at the end of the day resulted in all of it. It's really explained so well in it, but it just shows that one bad move has impacted its legacy and its ability to connect with a younger generation as well.
So what else do I get in the latter episodes in terms of, like, do we hear from many other people, like guests?
I think it's still mainly the people who work in MTV, but it kind of concludes with, I don't think this is a spoiler, but it does.
It's all on Wikipedia.
It concludes with time is what has killed MTV. And like Russell was saying, like, it hadn't evolved with technology. They did make the point that maybe if MTV partnered with an advanced tech company, and they could have developed something like the iPod or the iPhone, and that would have kept them in the market. But they didn't. And also the fact that we're being fed music videos all the time, and we don't have that attention span to watch a 3.5 minute video anymore. So we're just spoiled for choice when it comes to content and videos that we're not going to, you know, actively go over to MTV to watch the new video from Dua Lipa or whoever it is.
And it just shows the difference from the 80s until now of how we consume music, that it's so different
time,
that like now, you know, there's entire songs that you only know 15 seconds of and then you hear the whole song and you're like, oh, that's where that came from.
Or I know that song because it's used in TikTok videos all of the time.
It's
couldn't tell you who sings it, but I recognise it for that reason.
You know what's really telling, actually? Beyonce's album Cowboy Carter. So that landed in March. She has not released one music video for that album. It's a huge album. It's up for a Grammy for Album of the Year. But she is now putting all her money and effort into live performances, you know, rather than music videos, because she doesn't need a music video. People know what she looks like from social media. She doesn't need MTV to help her.
Do you know, the thing I find quite interesting about this was the, I suppose, how much the Americans at the inception stages of MTV and the setup actually learned and took from the UK and coming over to conferences and events and concerts and gigs in England and learning what the British were doing.
And if, you know, think of British television in particular at the time, Top of the Pops, the, you know, Radio 1, everything like that was so, so big at the time, getting live performances, you know, Old Grey Whistle Test, all of those different shows were massive.
Yeah.
They were making a point as well in early episodes of this podcast that a lot of people were putting advertising on the likes of Saturday Night Live or the Letterman shows. And they were only hitting an over 35s market. They're on late in the night. You wanted the earlier audience instead. And one of the interesting things about it, and how I guess it kind of continued on from the mid 80s until the 90s, was a lot of kids were coming home from school. Their parents were both working and they were just letting themselves in and putting on the TV.
Yeah.
And this flashy thing with lots of music videos was on. And that's how it kind of kept them going for a guts of a decade.
I think anybody in their mid to early 40s and down will absolutely
100%
love this.
Million.
Yeah.
I think it's very much a, you know, it is a sort of a very wide, broad audience of people who would enjoy this podcast.
Yeah, 100%. It's really interesting. It's exciting, but it's also a little bit sad as well.
Yeah.
Just like a little bit nostalgic.
I actually learned quite a bit from it.
Yeah.
Which I like with the podcast.
Yeah. I wonder, will it come back around? Will we all revert back to MTV?
And
I don't own a TV, so that's a huge problem. Well,
that's problem number one there.
And that, exactly. You are the issue, Shelley Gray. That how many stars out of five, Russell?
For me, it's 4.5.
Four and a half.
Yeah,
very good.
I really like this.
I'm going to give this 4 out of 5, purely because I just haven't listened to all of it, but I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
I'll give it a 4 as well. Yeah.
That's a very good
It is
run
a good score,
now,
yeah.
Two fours and a 4.5. And I would also recommend it.
Great.
Yeah, you don't recommend a lot of them.
No. And that's great. I mean, that's a pretty good recommendation.
We'll get that onto the review section. Yeah.
Recommended by Angie.
We are talking about Who Killed the Video Star? The story of MTV. That is our podcast recommendation this Tuesday. That's Today FM's Shelley Gray, 98FM's Russell Alford. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.